So we are here in Alcudia for the first Black Line London Mallorca training camp. This is Smirnitsky. I'm with Deansy One. Deansy, we're 2 days in. How's it going so far, would you say?
It's going very well, Paul. I think we got nearly 7 hours on the bike in yesterday with lots of climbing, including three reps of Sacca Labbra. Two planned, one not planned.
Would you like to explain the comedy of errors behind the third climb?
Well, we were very pleased with ourselves getting up the top for the second time, and then we were just about to descend, heading back down to Alcudia, and Paul realised he'd left his Oakley sunglasses down at the bottom. So after a bit of deliberation, we went back down again. and it actually worked out quite well, actually, because it was quite nice to do the three.
To be fair, you look pretty strong on the third one. I was absolutely hanging, and I think there is some video evidence. So that was day one. And day two, we set off bright and early in some pretty reasonable weather for Cap de Formentor. And then?
Yeah, it started to sort of spit a bit. And then by the time we got to the lighthouse, it had started raining properly. So had a cup of coffee, thought maybe it might pass, but realised it wasn't going to, headed back. And yeah, that was probably the toughest hour and 20 minutes on a bike I've ever had in terms of being cold. It was, yeah.
What you might not know is that Cap de Formentor is a very hilly up and down climb of about 35k to get there. And it's extremely exposed, and the wind was absolutely howling, and we were saying it's probably the coldest both of us have ever been on a bike. My eyeballs were cold.
Yeah, it definitely is the coldest I've ever been. Made a clothing error, didn't bring my waterproof jacket, which I thought I was going to bring, and thought, no, it's going to be okay. Forecast was for it to rain later, got it wrong there, and paid for it. It was really cold, so cold that after a 20-minute shower, I was still shivering, and I've never experienced that before. It was, but you know, it made the ride, you know, memorable.
So basically, between three climbs of Sacca Labbra yesterday, an absolutely epic freezing cold bike ride today, we've got some good hard points for that.
Definitely, yeah. Rule 9 was observed, and Rule 5, and yeah, hopefully, we're going to get. It's going to be windy tomorrow, but hopefully it's going to be dry-ish, and we can get another 4 or 5 hours in, and that'll make it a really good 3-day camp with, you know, plenty of riding. Got some runs in as well. Got a swim in today, an hour at the pool. So, yeah, it's been good.
All right, well, we'll send another audio boo when we're out on our ride tomorrow. Hopefully nothing terrible will befall us in this howling weather, so we'll speak to you again soon. Bye.
Cheers, guys.